my first reaction was I was in shock, you know, because I don't think anybody expected to happen. You know, people thought maybe that he might stay on another year, and he did say that, you know, he was looking forward to working with the new management team and everything else. So I just thought, from my own point of view, that was great news that he was going to stay on. But seems like it wasn't very doubt that he had his mind made up earlier on that he was thinking about it. And so also one thing about Michael Murphy, he always done it all nothing. And I mean, when I analyse it, what we won beforehand, and a lot of talk about different teams and different players and everything else, what we won beforehand was from the time Michael came along, they won the exact same thing, won all Ireland, five Ulsters and everything else. And that just sums up what he meant, Michael. It was 19 years from the last time we won Ulster in 92 to the time that they won it in 2011 or whatever. And that's just, it's interesting. It coincides with him, Michael, just coming into play. And that's what he meant. I mean, he was, sometimes we men in counties that are good footballers or reasonably good talented footballers, when you get a big man like him with the talent he had and everything else. And I mean, I think the thing we sometimes forget about him was how good a free taker he was. And that probably sums up exactly how good a player he was, because, we look at the natural talented free takers that ever kick frees, particularly off the ground and that there. And I know when you see them kicking them off the ground and everything else, he was up there with the Maurice Fitzgeralds. And we talked about, the very good free takers. You know, people talk about Clifford now and everything else. He was up there with any one of them players as a free taker. And that sums up just exactly the talent he had.
Yeah, but on the edge of the square, it was devastation for defences throughout the county, Martin. And the talent that he had was very, very unique. What was, I suppose, the attributes of Michael Murphy that made him so special on a football field?
Well, he had everything a Gaelic footballer wanted. He had his physical size and everything else, which nowadays particularly is very, very important. The other thing, he's two good feet. He had his ability to catch, his ability to turn so quick, and everything else. And the other thing about him is, he wasn't selfish at all. He took, sometimes maybe he passed balls that you would feel himself he should have went on, because maybe passing it to a player that wasn't as good a player as himself. And so, he was very, very unselfish as a player. So, listen, Oisín, he had everything going as a player, and you've said it, the greatest player that ever played for Donegal. There's no doubt that he's that player, and he'd go down as being that player and everything else. And, we're lucky to have him because, we look at him in Donegal. We only come every so often in this county. We have two All-Irelands and the history of the GAA and everything else. And, when we have so many Ulsters now and everything else. But, he was, when we analyse and look back at it, when will we come again? We don't know. But, he's a massive loss to Donegal. But what he's done and achieved in a Donegal jersey, we just lucky to have him. And, I mean, everywhere you went in the country, when you knew you're from Donegal, the one person I wanted to talk about was Michael Murphy. And that's including this year, even though I was down in Kerry. And they were all talking about Michael Murphy. They were after one in all Ireland, but they wanted to chat about Michael Murphy.
And I suppose, Martin, everybody in Donegal will be sitting with this today with a tinge of sadness that they're not going to see Michael Murphy pull on that number 14 jersey for Donegal again. But I suppose for the opposition, some of them will be quite happy that Murphy's not going to be terrorising them.
Oh, thank you. That's exactly it, Dosh. And there'll be a lot of people that'll be sad not to see him, because they were players. I mean, there were times going back, way back in the past, everybody spoke about, from an Ulster point of view, it was the great down team and the style of football they played and everything else. And I mean, Michael Murphy came into that bracket, and the fact that people went to watch him live and wanted to see him playing live and everything else. Not alone Donegal people, but people from all over Ireland went to watch him. They loved him that much to watch him playing football. No, that was great. The fact that he was born in Donegal and we had him in Donegal. That's great. Great from our point of view, because we don't produce a wild lot of players of that quality, and it's understandable where the Kerrys and the Dublins are producing them every other year. They're coming through in them counties. But the thing about it was, exactly. And now, say if you're a manager of any other county in Ulster, and I mean, we look at it from the point of view of the likes of Down, who were playing the first round in Ulster, they'll be happy enough to see the back of them. They won't have to plan, because I would say in the past, in championship games particularly, or probably in league games, the whole plan was around Michael Murphy. How are we going to deal with Michael Murphy? How do we cope with Michael Murphy? If we can stop Michael Murphy, we'll hopefully it'll go a long way to stopping Donegal.
Yeah, it's a blow for the new Donegal management, Martin.
Yeah, it's a big blow for the new Donegal management. Not easy when you're coming into a county, so we should look at it. You're saying that, Michael Murphy, new management, new everything else, and we've had a poor couple of years now in Donegal, and we're hoping to get that lift and everything else to from the point of view. And Michael Murphy would have been a big part in their plans, a big part of their plans. So it is a blow for them, but you look at, we've lost Michael Murphy and Neil McGee. The two of them have gone now this year. I mean, they're two big stalwarts. And I was just looking at it, Oisín. There's only one player that started in 2012 now playing Patrick McBurtie, and there's only one player in 2014 that started for Donegal, and that's Ryan McHugh in the All-Ireland finals. So I think looking, you know, we have a big turnover of players, and that's probably something we got to look at and everything else, you know. I mean, back in my time, maybe it's more training, more everything else they're doing now and everything else. I don't know, players seem to be, you know, the minute they get to 30 years of age now, people's always talking about retirement and everything else. But we have a big turnover of players in Donegal, and that's something that's hard to say can, you know, we need to look at and everything else going forward because, you know, when we look at it, 2014, what is it, 8 years ago, and we've only one player left in that team now in Donegal that's playing now.
Let's go back to Michael Murphy. We wouldn't be surprised if we see Michael be involved in Donegal in some capacity in the future, and he hinted at that, Martin, in the statement that was released last night by Donegal GAA. I'll find new ways to offer something more to my home county. So we wouldn't be surprised if Murphy ends up on a line somewhere with the Donegal team.
Ah, well, there's no doubt about that. I would say maybe, you know, and suppose there'll be TV stations and everything else looking for him now and everything else because, you know, when people want to hear what he's to say about football and everything else. I think that, look, and I know from listening to my own two fellas, he was a massive leader, unbelievable leader, people. And, you know, he was not alone had he that talent that he had and everything else, but he was that quality of a leader and everything else and did it off the field and on the field and led the example, but led right and everything else. So there's no doubt he'll be a manager at Donegal in the future. There's no doubt about that. And he'll play a big part in Donegal. And, you know, it's great to have it. And wouldn't it be great? It'd be great for our young lads and everything else at 12, 13, 14 years of age and up to later on then, when they get to 21, 22, that they'll have Michael Murphy involved. I mean, one of the greatest we've ever had. The greatest we've ever had in the county, and one of the greatest who's ever played the game and everything else. And all we have him in Donegal and him coaching them youngsters and talking to them and everything else. So, yeah, it's great and everything else. It's a big blow for us, big blow for Donegal today. But look, at, as I said, he owes it nothing, and I wish him well in retirement and everything else.
Okay, Martin McHugh, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Aussie.